real.
Butter.
I see dead people.
I thought you weren't insane anymore.
Yeah, I'm actually a thing. I'm a being.
My eyeballs could have been sucked from their sockets.
Maybe it'll all just go away. Like a bad dream.
I doubt it.
Oh, what a day! What a lovely day!
Before we get started, does anyone want to get out?
Coming to you from the dimly lit employee break room of the fabulous family-owned and operated Theater Brothers Theater on the garbage strewn outskirts of a man American city. This is the Real Better Buttercast. I'm Peter Theater.
And I'm Theodore Theater.
And today we're going to talk about Sonic the Hedgehog movie. We're going really fast, because Sonic's fast. Oh, I need my inhaler. As you can tell, Amanda's...
We're going to talk about Sonic the Hedgehog, we're going to talk about video game movies.
Yep.
And guess who was too good to be on this episode?
Who?
Guess who refused to show up.
Who refused to show up?
I know. I'm here, you're here.
Amanda is not.
How about that?
Yeah, so she didn't want to watch a video game movie, so she just stormed out of the break room. Of this nice, wow, that was a burp. Of this,
keep it classy, babe. Yeah, because this is just us guys. It's just the guys hanging out today. We're drinking soda and burping.
This intro is a mess. Oh my gosh!
Excuse me.
You're excused.
I think it's delightful.
On a different. Oh my god!
So we're going to be talking about Sonic the Hedgehog, the new film. The main character has been completely redesigned.
Yeah, I feel like we need to...
Since the trailer was released last year.
Yeah, I think that's a good thing.
I think, a vast improvement. He had creepy little teeth.
Oh,
man,
God.
Teeth in the original.
He was.
You remember that trailer?
Yeah, he was very humanoid. I'm looking at a picture of him right now, and it was honestly terrifying. Words can't describe how creepy he was, and his gloves weren't even gloves. They were like, he just had white furry hands, and like he had very humanoid proportions.
Very human hands, like slender fingers.
Yeah. So yeah. They listened, and they listened to all the hate it was getting, that he was getting, and they redid it in post-production.
But now, what I think is so remarkable is the 100 completely animated villain that they have in this film.
Right.
Very lifelike.
Let's talk about that man. Our boy, Jimbo, Jim Carrey, is back, guys. He's back. Ooh. He was hilarious. He was animated. He was everything that we can, you know, hope for Jim Carrey. He succeeded.
I'm going to say he was too good for this movie.
Well, I mean, I think that's a given. He's Jim Carrey, and he's in a Sonic the Hedgehog movie. I mean, like, this whole idea is a meme.
Now, obviously, a lot of people are comparing this to the Pokemon movie that came out last year.
Oh.
Which, you know, similar. It's a game phenomena.
Right.
But that obviously had some, I don't know, it had a little bit of an extra edge to it that made it a bit more fun for adults and children, whereas this is very much a PG kids movie.
Yeah, there weren't any.
Fun.
Yeah.
Like, those movies have to be there, obviously, for the younger guys. I don't know what I'm saying.
I don't know either. I am just happy that Jim is here. He's still trucking on, you know, for a while there. He went on a hiatus. He finally came back, and I'm just happy to see him like this, because I know he was in a tough spot, and you know,
he's a live wire,
honestly. So that was to be honest with you, that was the main reason why I was watching this movie. I mean, of course, we were going to do a Buttercast on it, but I was excited to see Jim again on the screen, you know, in a new movie, even though, you know, it's Sonic the Hedgehog movie.
You'll take what you can get.
Right. And it wasn't.
Oh, and even in the trailers, he's what made me laugh.
Right?
And, I mean, he can just bring energy to anything. He's amazing, yeah. The Theater Brothers are Jim Carrey fans.
Of course. You know, if
we'll just put that out there.
I think they probably got it at this point. We've been talking about the Sonic movie for like 5 minutes now, and we've only talked about how creepy Sonic was originally and how great Jim is. So I think they get the picture.
And of course. All right, well, there is also the very safe and pleasant James Marsden as Sonic's friend. And
that's really
James Marsden. Yeah, he did this exact same thing in a movie called Hop a couple of years ago, where he was friends with an animated.
Oh my gosh! I totally forgot about that. That's right.
Yeah,
that was a weird movie. Yeah, the rabbit like was pooping on his car, and it just pooped out jelly beans. So I remember just being so confused about that whole movie.
Yeah, when you eat jelly beans at Easter, it's because they were pooped out.
It's Easter bunny poop.
I don't think it's sanitary. It's passing through his entire intestinal system. I don't care if it's tasty. That ain't safe.
Have you? I mean, you've consumed jelly beans before, haven't you?
Not after that, I didn't.
Well, you're fine though, right?
I don't know.
All right. Well, we'll find out soon, I guess, if you're gonna be okay. Anyway.
Yeah.
Sonic. So, I mean, Sonic was an improvement
of the game. Say this is a really great film, and it has lots of Easter eggs, and is very respectful of its source material.
That's
so
good.
I'll give that to them. Although I personally don't like video games.
Yeah, I don't game either. But we do have many people stating that this is a good one for video game fans, because it stays true to some material. Of course, you know, him teleporting to Earth at a young age, I don't know if that's true, but that's what happened in the movie. But that's just a reason so you can follow along with a human character and not have to rely on this animated, you know, thing in post-production to keep the audience, you know, following along, if that makes sense. That tends to happen, especially in like Transformers movies. You know, there's Shia LaBeouf, there was Zach Wahlberg, whatever his name was. There's always like a human for Mark you to relate Wahlberg? To. Yeah, wasn't
yeah.
he? Yeah, he was in those. Anyway, there's always a human to like relate to. That's what I'm saying.
Shia LaBeouf in the first one.
Yeah.
It's always a human kind of hanging on.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Instead
and
of
even in Detective Pikachu had Oh my god!
What are you eating, man?
You know, Shoshana's got me on this like.
Shoshana.
Shoshana's making her own. She's making her own kombucha now. It's supposed to be really good for your intestinal flora.
Yeah, I can hear that.
Like, she mixes it up at home in her bathtub. I mean, I can feel it. I feel different.
please don't give any more updates. That is so gross.
All right. She's looking great. I'll tell you that.
What else?
Great.
What else about Sonic, man? What else?
We're
what else is
to get,
there to say?
We're starting to get visible ribs. Anyway,
what the heck?
Sonic. Yeah, you know, I feel like maybe this is it because it's not my thing, and a lot of people are saying that video game movies need to be judged on their own criteria, that they're not the same as other movies. What are your thoughts on that, Peter?
That's interesting. I myself don't game, so I can understand how real, you know, fans of, you know, the certain movie that it's based on, the video game that it's based on, would hope that someone who doesn't know what the video game is would still like the movie, but I understand that you need to judge it differently. It's really difficult, because something like, let's say, Legend of Zelda, which has been around for, you know, forever at this point. If they were to make a movie, they would have to they would have to start everything over and say, okay, this is who Link is, this is who Zelda is. You know, these are the characters. You gotta like redo the whole thing, and that's going to be difficult for a game that's been around for years. So I really don't know, because if you have to start it all over again, or you have to assume that the people watching it know who the characters are to begin with.
And I think that's the with video game movies, the people who make it have to kind of. They try to balance that. They try to make it accessible to new people, but also make those longtime fans happy. And it's similar to what happens with the, you know, comic book movie adaptation.
Mm-hmm.
But you also have this added thing where the people who played the game, they got to be those characters, and they got to goof around in that world and kind of make their own story. And now we have to see basically what they call cutscenes, you know, just sort of the character in their perfect form, which is maybe not as interesting as being the character, and particularly in modern games where you can run around and really do whatever you want with the characters.
Oh, I see what you're
saying.
There
you go.
Yeah, it's definitely difficult. I would assume that this is probably more difficult than starting from scratch. Like, just saying, all right, this is a movie about Billy Bob Joe, and he is, you know, whatever. But now it's like, okay, this is a character that a lot of people know. We can't mess this up. There's a lot of pressure there.
Yeah, and I think, like, movie producers, they're saying, oh my god, this game made billions of dollars. Yeah, let's make a movie out of it.
Let's try not to mess it up. Yeah.
You know?
I don't know.
But you know what?
Yeah.
I did sort of a deep dive on video game movies, which was sort of painful. Because I'd say 99% are just utterly wretched. And you'll hear more about it in our next segment when we talk about the top. I'm just doing the top three. Top three worst and the top three best game movies.
That'll be some good content. Stay tuned for that, Butterheads. The one last thing I wanted to talk about Sonic before we kind of wrap it up here. I've noticed a lot of people going into the movie don't have very high expectations, and they're kind of watching it for the meme. And a lot of them, most of them, are coming out of the movie saying, like, why did I enjoy that? And honestly, the same thing happened to me. I'm not even a Sonic the Hedgehog fan. You know, nothing wrong with the character. I just don't game. I've never been, you know, a fan. But coming out of the movie, just as a movie, it was very aware of what it was. It wasn't trying to reboot the character. It wasn't trying to do any of that, in my opinion. It was aware of how silly it was. You know, it wasn't stupid. It was just a silly movie, and they didn't try to push serious moments down your throat at all. It was very light, even with the dark scenes. It was very light, and the fact that Jim Carrey is a villain is just hilarious to me, because even though he can be scary, which he is, he's scary in the movie. But he's not scary enough where he's like the Joker or something where you're really taking it seriously. He's still being funny and also scary at the same time, which is very difficult to do. So
this is a movie you could take a 6-year-old to it. You could take a 10-year-old to it, and everything would be fine and fun. And you know, the parents aren't going to be cringing too much.
Yeah, there wasn't a lot of cringe. There wasn't a lot of cringe.
It's so inoffensive. I can't hate it.
Right, exactly. That's what everyone is saying. Everyone's like, well, I mean, it wasn't horrible. You know, I didn't hate it.
It is what it is.
Yeah, it is what it is, honestly.
The plot line, basically the plot is E.T.
Yeah, basically. They're calling him an alien. You know,
like a creature from another place. You know, he's taken in by humans. They're pursued by a sort of governmental agency that wants to take his power, and everyone learns a lesson about friendship and love and family. Everything's great.
Wow. Actually, yeah, just go watch E.T. That's a good movie.
It is a good movie.
I didn't make those connections until now.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's nothing new, and that's fine. I don't think it's trying to be new. I don't think it's as funny or as, you know, action-packed as Pikachu was, but at the same time, the ending of Pikachu really ticked me off, and the evil villain's plan was really stupid.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, Ryan Reynolds is great, but Jim Carrey.
It's Jim Carrey, man, and he's back. Even though it was a silly movie, like, he's back. He put his all into this role, and you can tell. You know, he didn't dread it. He had a blast. I've seen lots of interviews now, and he's, you know, he's kind of back. Back for the better.
He's an interesting cat.
Yeah.
He's had some personal time. He's done a lot of painting. And
yeah, good artist, too.
He's sort of, he is very good.
He's kind of, you know. He's just like, he's just great, man. I have a crush on him, all right? Total man crush.
You heard it here first.
All right, you want to give.
That's the hot goss for this.
Yeah.
The man that didn't want to show up.
Yeah, just Jim Carrey being awesome. If you don't even care about Sonic, go watch the movie just for Jim Carrey. He's in a decent part of it. Like, pretty much at the beginning, you see him throughout the end. So it's not like he came in on the second act or anything.
No.
It's not like
I don't think I've ever seen a movie where Jim Carrey didn't give 100%, even if it's an utterly terrible movie.
I think you're right. All right. All right. Yep. That's all right. I got to say.
I'll give it a solid 2.5.
Two and a half.
It's not my personal favorite. Okay. I won't watch it again, but I can't really have any problems with it either, because it is what it is.
It's a good way to put it. I think later on, I'm just gonna put together a bunch of scenes with just Jim Carrey in it. I'll just make a compilation for it, put it on YouTube, get sued, lose all my money. It'll be good. It'll be great.
I think they could have learned a lesson about how to do an animated character just from him, because Sonic looked kind of stiff and boring next to him, and his jokes weren't as funny, and he moved his face less.
Yeah, it was kind of funny.
But anyway.
The real human being is more animated than the animated character in the movie. For Jim, I would give it a 4 out of 5 butter, but for the movie, I would give it a 3 out of 5 butter. So, take that.
Fair enough. We're fair.
Viewers, listeners. Okay.
We're feeling fair. Take that.
Take that. All right. Stay tuned for the next segment, y'all.
The Real Butter Buttercast. The Real Butter Buttercast.
Hey, this is what? Are we back?
Yeah, man, we're back. Welcome back, everyone. It's been so long.
Yeah, so I'm just a little chilly. I'm a little chilly, I gotta say. I'm just parked in the old car, sleeping free here tonight, out on the streets of L.A.
Oh, my gosh.
Theater, making it big in Hollywood.
Who's, whose house are you outside of now?
Come on, Peter. You know I'm not allowed to do that anymore.
Did you get arrested?
The David Duchovny thing. Yeah, I got arrested. You know that. You had to bail me out.
You know, I'm just...
Duchovny was cool. Look, Duchovny was cool. He's not pressing charges. It's all good. I mean, and I asked him if he'd look at the script. He was very friendly about it.
Yeah, because you're outside of his house. He's worried that you're going to stab him or something. He probably took the papers so he would shut up.
Whatever. Listen, I've been rewriting. I've been working on it a lot. It's coming along. Working on my 3-act structure and everything. I've sort of like transformed it so that I'm sort of like a private eye. I don't think this has ever been done before, but basically it's about my life in the movie theater and then leaving, going on the road with Poppy, who's now, he's going to be a dog now, because I think audiences connect with that a bit better.
He's going to be a dog.
Like when I start to talk. So yeah, he's going to be like a talking dog, so he can be my buddy, you know.
Hang on.
My sidekick.
Hang on.
And then we go to LA, and then I meet Shoshana, right?
Oh, but she'll
so she's sort of like a model, and we get into kind of mischief, and then it's like a private eye movie,
right?
And
Can I get Poppy in on this? See what he has to say about being a dog.
I guess so.
All right, I'll go get him. Keep talking.
I know he's had his anger management classes, right? Gonna be nice now, right?
I mean, yeah, maybe. Let's see here. Poppy, actually, Theo, can you just re-say, can you just say what you said to me to Poppy here?
All right, so the Real Butter movie. Okay, so we got Theater.
So, you're still trying to do the movie?
I'm almost there, Poppy. I'm almost there, don't you worry. So it's basically about Theodore. He grows up with this idiot brother who's kind of like, dragged on. And, I'm not going to, like, say you specifically have any kind of mental issues or anything. Well, just
I may be stupid, but I'm not an idiot, okay? Let's get that right.
All right.
Anyway, go on.
All right, so Theodore and his dim-witted brother, and so they get in an argument. Theodore goes on the road and with his faithful sidekick companion. I changed it to a dog. I didn't want to exploit your popcorn identity, which I know is a very personal thing for you. So I have made it a talking dog in the script, but
I'm gonna be a dog.
I'm not calling him Poppy anymore. You don't have to worry about anybody, knowing what you really did. I'm gonna keep that private.
You've replaced me for a dog?
You didn't want to be in the movie. You told me this. You were very, very firm on this point. You said, I'm not going to be in the movie. I don't want to be in your stupid script. And I was gonna have a CGI popcorn. You didn't like that idea. You didn't think it represented popcorn very well.
You are the sole reason why I am going through anger management. You are the only reason.
You don't think it has to do with the fact that Dot has just... totally ignored you and dropped you.
All right. Okay. This is crazy. Why would you say that, dude? He's crying now. Puppy. It's all right. Theodore, well, apologize. Apologize, man. This is a tough subject for him.
That really hurt my feelings.
You made me look insane. Every time I would say, hey, you guys want to see my popcorn friend? And they go, yeah. And I'd take him out of my pocket. He'd just sit there on my palm, just lying there. And they'd start to laugh at me.
I did that because it was funny. Now you're just hurting me.
That wasn't funny. They took my shoes, man.
Oh, my God. I mean, it's kind of funny.
They just straight up, they just started unlacing them, looking me right in the eye. I was like, hey, you can't do that. And they were like, stop us. Maybe your popcorn will help you. And they were like, no, we like your sneakers. And then I'm just walking around in my socks. And then you pop up. As they're walking away, and you start yelling insults at them, they come back, and you shut up, and they just start beating me up.
Oh, my God. That's horrible. Okay. I think you guys both need to apologize to each other before we can do anything else. This is ridiculous. Oh, my gosh.
I mean, I'm willing to admit I'm the bigger man here. I'm literally the only man. I'm not. I don't know. Okay. I don't know. It's fine. It's fine. I'm cool. I'm like Shoshana and I, we've been really expanding our consciousness out here. You know, we've been, you know, dropping tapeworms and drinking kombucha.
Oh, my God.
Sort of, we've been meditating with like really nice candles and stuff. So I'm feeling kind of enlightened, and I'm willing to forgive you, Poppy.
I really appreciate that. And I'm sorry for humiliating you in front of all those big, big, strong men. I shouldn't have done that, and I'm sorry.
And I just want to point out, like, I could have fought back. I believe in nonviolence.
Right, right.
I wanted to, like, have that on record. I don't wish to cause physical harm to anybody. So, I mean, but obviously with my training in martial arts and whatnot.
That's a lie.
That would not have been a...
What have you trained in martial arts?
I've been to class.
When?
I went to the dojo.
No, you haven't.
Yeah, back in high school.
Now you're lying. Now you're just lying. On air.
All right, so I watched YouTube videos and things.
YouTube videos. You know,
I feel like my senseis are kind of... You know, we're not literally together, but there's sort of a spiritual connection there.
Okay, well, this is ridiculous. So first you apologize, and then you just start lying? How do I know that apology is real?
That's a good point.
I apologize, all right? That's what you get.
Well, I don't accept it.
Oh, God, come on.
You,
I don't care. It's fine.
You're a liar.
She's a dog now.
You are a liar.
This is awkward now. This is...
Does anyone want to hear my top my lists?
Yeah. Let's take a water break real quick. Everyone stay hydrated. Water, a sponsor. Get liquefied.
Yeah. And you know who could be a sponsor is Shoshana's Bathtub Kombucha. Delicious, frothy, like quite thick.
God.
Quite thick.
She made it in her bathtub?
Really? It has like a really nice salty aftertaste.
Oh, God. I'm gonna hurl. That's disgusting. Oh.
Kind of catches in your throat a bit.
Oh, my God. You need to not talk about this. What's our top six? Or, you know, whatever the heck you were talking about.
I mean, she gets in there, man. She stomps it up herself.
Oh,
It's not wearing shoes, though. I don't want you to think that.
What? She's making it like wine in her bathtub? What do you mean she doesn't wear shoes?
Yeah. She makes a kombucha
with her feet.
I mean, it's not dirty. It's just there's no shoes. There's no socks. She's just like stomping it.
Oh,
you know, mixing
God.
It up.
You got
organically.
You got to stop, man. This is insane. Oh, God. I think we've lost.
I'll send you some. You tell me what you think.
I don't want her foot water, bro. That's nasty.
Nope. Okay, but think about this. You send me some more of that magical real butter that keeps you so young. You send me a couple of gallons of that. I mix it in with the kombucha. Bada bing, bada boom. We got a little, rejuvenating health tonic thing go there. I'll split the profits with you, 80-20.
80-20? That ain't a split. Hang on. This is the same lady who was selling tapeworms from her own intestines. Okay? This is the same lady a week later. Now she's selling kombucha made with her feet in a bathtub. That doesn't sound appealing to anyone.
Dream big.
What?
You know what? This is kind of insider information. I don't know if we should be discussing this on air.
Yeah, yeah. No, I think you should. If anyone's going to be eating this, there's going to be tapeworms swimming around in that. That's disgusting.
No. Those products are completely separate.
I don't know.
Once you get the tapeworm in there, you have to kind of preserve that environment, you know? Like that, you have to get the micro... The microalgae.
No.
I don't know about all the science of it.
Yeah, so that's why are you doing it? We're not talking about this anymore. Talk about the top six, man. This is disgusting.
Hey! Welcome back to the Real Butter Butter Cast.
Oh my god.
I'm Theodore Theater. So there are a lot of video game films. Because of this, I have created two lists. I have created the three best and three worst video game films of all time.
Okay.
We'll start with the worst. So number three, drum roll please.
Drum roll. It's only me.
Thank you, drum roll.
Welcome.
Mortal Kombat from 1995
film. Yeah. Oh man.
Yeah, 1995. And if you, I don't know, you need to see these 1995 CGI graphics because they are spectacularly awful. If they had just kept the really bad acting and kind of mediocre fight scenes with real people, it would have been okay. But then occasionally, there's just these bizarre monsters. They look so bad. They don't, I mean, the actual game Mortal Kombat has better graphics than this film.
Oh, God. And I'm looking at pictures right now, and I can say this is horrendous. This is horrifying.
There's some kind of dragon thing with sharp teeth that just popped out of nowhere.
God, he looks like a...
Yeah.
You ever thought...
Yeah.
Like, if you were an alchemist and you were to combine a frog and a hair comb together, that's what this would look like.
A frog and a hair comb. Yeah. I've watched the trailers for all of these films at a minimum.
This is horrible.
It was excruciating. It did pretty well in the box office, though, along with a similar film, Street Fighter, with Jean-Claude Van Damme. They both came out around the same time.
Kind
but luckily, Street Fighter doesn't really have any CGI in it. It just has corny characters fighting. But they both made lots of money for some reason on a low budget. And that sort of like started this whole thing with video game movies. Because they did well enough that producers thought they could just keep cranking them out, even if they weren't good.
That's so disappointing and so terrifying. What's our next one?
Number two. Okay, this is there much more for the lame and cringy kind of bad.
Okay.
This film is called Ratchet and Clank. And this, again, it's completely computer animated with a quote-unquote cute character, sort of a fox or something. And he's friends with some kind of robot or something. And then these aliens trying to destroy the Earth, and it's supposed to be funny. And this animation is just dire. Like, you would see it on maybe, like, a cheap children's cartoon a couple of years ago. Maybe that kind of quality, but it's a feature film.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's just sad and pathetic. I put it on this list for its cringe factor.
This is bad.
And because it's surprisingly, like, it's 2016. It's not that old. It shouldn't look that bad.
Believe it or not, I never played this game. But we had a local comic book store way back that was pretty close to the Theater Brothers Theater. And I would go there all the time. Theo, I don't remember if you remember this. But I would get Ratchet and Clank comic books. And I didn't even realize that it was a video game originally. And then I remember starting the movie. Okay. I got the movie. I was super excited, and I like stopped it like 5 minutes in. I couldn't watch it. I couldn't do it.
Like, yeah, I mean, the trailer literally opens with in a world.
Oh my gosh.
It's absolutely full of cliches, and it's just so cheaply put together. It's very sad. But it's not even half as bad as the number one on the worst ever list.
Drum roll in action.
Now, this film is considered by some to be the first video game adaptation. Super Mario Brothers.
Oh, man.
From 1993.
Oh, man.
Now, this movie bears almost no relation to the game in either tone or storyline or anything. Whereas I'm sure everybody's very familiar with Mario and his multiple games, all being very bright, colorful, fast moving, lots of, you know, nice music in the background. Whatever. He jumps over things. He jumps and jumps, and there's mushrooms and whatnot. The film is set in some kind of bizarre post-apocalyptic future city. Like, what's it called? Dinotopolis? Or...
Yeah, there's dinosaurs, like dinosaur people in this.
There's dinosaur people. Everything's like pitch dark. This fungus growing everywhere, which I think was supposed to be some kind of substitute for the little magic mushrooms that they have. And they really push like Mario and Luigi as plumbers. They're always talking about plumbing, and they spend a good deal of time like trying to work their way through piping. And okay. Also, on a sort of a side note, you need to watch the trailer for Super Mario Brothers, people. That is the most insane trailer I've ever seen in my life. Beyond the film itself, like the trailer is cut in such a spastic, fast-paced way, and then like the music and the sound is just nonstop. You feel like you're being physically assaulted by this trailer.
I'm looking at the poster, and it is insane. There's dinosaurs all over the place. There's like, I can't. You're just gonna have to look this up. This is crazy. How is this a movie? The dinosaurs have.
It did bomb terribly. It almost killed this genre of films. But
let me explain that these dinosaur people, some of them are pinheads. Like their head is like a shrunken version of what a normal head would look like on a person. So they have these puny little toy dinosaur heads on a normal, like, man body. What is going on?
I don't know. What's the dinosaur guy from Mario from that universe there?
I don't know. Pinhead?
He's sort of like, he looks like a cute, geez, we're the worst people to talk about this. Anyway, in the film, he's literally like a dinosaur from Jurassic Park. Dinosaur.
Like, not even humanoid? He's just a raptor or something?
Yeah, he looks like a velociraptor. It looks frightening.
Even on
Bob Hoskins and John Leguizamo were in it, and they've spoken about it afterwards, about how horrendous it was, about how many injuries they got on set.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Even on the poster, their heads, like the dinosaur heads, aren't even that small. So they definitely just goofed in the movie and made them like super pinhead. Like, can't even take it seriously. Because on the poster, they look somewhat normal.
Yeah.
What the heck? It's like they cut the heads off of toy dinosaurs and just put them on a guy. That's what this looks like.
It's inexplicable.
All right.
There's no way. You have to see it. Yeah. At least watch the trailer. Because it's...
Promise us.
If you like getting beat in the face with a shoe or something.
All right, let's talk about the good ones now.
On the flip side, we've got three, and they're all relatively recent. Because things have really taken an upturn, I would say, in the last 5 years. Even with what people would consider kind of B-level entertainment. I think Marvel has a lot to do with that. Sort of taking what could be considered kind of, lowbrow entertainment, but doing it as well as possible.
That's a good way to put it.
I think people have they've gotten much better at this, right?
Yeah.
Compare Captain America from the 1980s to Captain America now.
Oh, for sure. Night and day.
And, thusly so, they've done a much better job with recent video game movies, even including the friendly but harmless Sonic the Hedgehog. But this list is the best top three, so let's go. Number three. Thank you, Peter.
Welcome.
Number three will be Assassin's Creed.
All right. That's a good one.
2016.
I remember that one.
So they got a very respectable actor.
Mm-hmm.
Irish actor. And, you know, oh my God, he's completely gone out of my head. Magneto.
Yeah, so.
Fassbender. Fassbender, Michael Fassbender.
There you go. I was looking it up here.
Yeah, very serious actor, and they did a very serious job trying to adapt this very popular game series. And, you know, it's got very quality action, good visuals, no cringy CGI.
Yeah, I mean, the CGI was integrated well, because there was a lot of, backgrounds and stuff of, you know, of him running off buildings and whatnot. That's all CG, and it looked pretty good. So at least there's that.
it's well integrated, as you say. That's very good. And it's very intense. They do their best with the acting. It's not corny. They don't have any of the horror from things like Mortal Kombat or what have you.
Right.
Where they're just getting kind of B actors to go in there. Anyway, I don't have a whole lot to say about this one, but, you know, it looks cool.
Yeah, just turn your brain off and watch it.
Number two.
Detective Pikachu.
What a surprise.
Yeah. This came out last year, 2019. Went to see that one. Had fun. Again, hate the villain's evil plot. Pretty dumb. But, you know, they made Pikachu utterly delightful. And I think they did do a very good job of making the Pokemon seem like they could be waddling around in the world without making them look too realistic.
Yeah, they kept that line very fine, and it worked out. So it wasn't too cartoony. You weren't like taken out of the movie. It's like, how is this even real? And it wasn't too serious where you couldn't really relate to it as being Pokemon anymore. It was a good in between.
Yeah, and this does qualify as a video game movie because Detective Pikachu is a video game.
Really?
Although obviously Pokemon in general is a card game.
Right.
Just a disclaimer there for all the pedantic people.
Card game, also video game, also movie, also TV show. Not in that order.
Boom. Yeah. Number one.
My thighs hurt.
Well, that's your last one, so better you can rest them for one more week. Not only is this number one on our list, but it's also the highest grossing film series based on a video game because it's grossed $1.2 billion worldwide.
Whoa, that's like a lot of money.
Yeah. Now, I mean, video games actually make more than this all the time, but movies don't. Not adaptations, anyway. And for instance, like Grand Theft Auto, the most recent one, I think it made something like $6 billion.
Jeez. All right, what is it? What is it? I'm on the edge of my seat. What is it?
Okay. Now, as I said, this is a series. This is the Resident Evil series.
Resident Evil series.
Starring Mila Jovovich.
Yeah.
In all of them. So we have Resident Evil in 2002. We've got Resident Evil Apocalypse in 2004. Resident Evil Extinction in 2007. Resident Evil Afterlife in 2010. Resident Evil Retribution in 2012. And Resident Evil, the final chapter, in 2016.
Oh, this is kind of a recent conclusion to it all.
Yeah, and that's a 14-year span.
Good grief.
Not bad.
That kind of beat Marvel, didn't it? Because it was like 10 years, like a little less than 10 years that they had for all their movies. They did have more content, but...
To stay popular for that long?
That's crazy.
Not to burn out after 3 or 4?
Yeah.
You know. That's nothing to shake a stick at.
I'll put my... yeah, okay.
So Resident Evil kind of brings together action and horror and kind of survival stories, zombies and whatnot. So it's a little bit of, you know, a couple of different things. You can see why that would be popular.
Yeah.
A couple of other... I just want to make a few other notable things for this list. So some honorable mentions. In the worst list, Need for Speed, 2014. Oh, this is a film where Pinkman from Breaking Bad looks kind of anguished and drives fast cars a lot. And basically, you know, I mean, there's not much storyline to the actual game, which is just a racing game. So they just took the title. And then it sort of... suffered from looking like it was desperately trying to be a Fast and the Furious movie.
Oh man, what a mess!
With Pinkman's big head in there.
was he shaved? Was he bald in that?
You know, that sort of spiky short hair thing.
Okay,
he looked pretty much like Pinkman.
He looked like a Kiwi then.
Yeah. So that's just in there for the lameness. But then here's something extraordinary. I don't know if our listeners have heard of this one, but there's a game series called Ace Attorney.
Ace Attorney.
I think. Yeah. So this is hugely popular in Japan.
Oh,
not
okay.
So much over here, but it's a whole series of games. They've been doing these for years. It's at least five. And they have spin-offs with spin-off characters that are popular. This is a game where you're basically a defense lawyer, a defense attorney.
Okay.
And, yeah, with really cool hair. And basically the game is you in a courtroom trying to...
Okay.
Yeah, you're trying to defend your clients and, you know, and that's it. You spend most of the time in the courtroom.
That's
and if
it.
You are able to... You know, if there's a witness and you can prove them wrong, they will flip out and start crying and sweating and yelling and just going completely insane. And
this is a video game?
There's a wonderful... this is a series of games. This has been going on for years.
That's
it's
crazy.
Huge.
Oh my gosh.
It's kind of cool. I don't know.
So wait, so this was a movie too?
There's a wonderful... yeah, so they made it into a movie in Japan in 2012 called Ace Attorney. And it's the character from the game.
Is it good?
He's an attorney. He's got cool hair. He figures things out.
Did the movie turn out well, or is this another bad one?
Apparently. I couldn't find it for me to watch over here. I don't think it's... Because it doesn't really have much appeal in our culture for, you know, various reasons. But it's been very popular in Japan. And very highly regarded, so it's supposed to be pretty good.
Huh.
But there's a... Yeah. If you go on YouTube, you'll find... there's a channel called something... Gosh darn it. Honest Trailers? Honest Game Trailers, though.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm familiar with that. I'm sure a lot of other people are, too. That's cool. Okay.
They've got one about the Ace Attorney series that explains all this much better than I did, and it's quite amusing. So
that
I learned a lot this
funny.
Week researching this topic.
Wow.
And, yeah, I think we should definitely put together the Real Butter video game. It'd be a good...
Yeah, sure, man. Where you have to, like, you got to go through a certain amount of horrible customers, bunch of Karens that are yelling at you, saying they want to speak to the manager. And then the final level, though, the final level is the manager. He's the boss. Get it? The boss level.
I think it should be escalating difficulty leading up to a Marvel movie. Do you remember when we were working together when Captain Marvel came out?
Yeah.
Bonkers.
Yeah, I mean,
lines out the door for hours and hours. Like, it never ended because all the theaters were showing it.
It was pretty much almost every auditorium.
Another one would be starting, you know?
It was never ending. Like, we had 8-hour, 9-hour shifts where it was constantly just that. Just huge line. Didn't ever end, and I pushed that so deep down into my vault of memories, and you somehow managed to dig it back up. So thanks for that.
Wasn't hard.
I guess not.
Yeah, and then that was followed up with, God, it was like Endgame, Captain Marvel, Spider-Man, all just one after the next, like sucker punches.
Yeah, we got obliterated. Well, let's just say that. It didn't stop for months. Like, it was half a year of just that. Constant.
I think that was when the little light bulb and the popper just exploded.
Oh, yeah. And then
so hot.
And then glass went everywhere. No one ate the glass, of course. But
not to my knowledge.
Hey, no one ate the glass, okay? We can't doubt, okay?
Okay.
Okay. No one ate the glass. That's, you know, said anything. Anyway, that was a good segment.
That was thick grained salt.
It's like chew, where it cuts your mouth and you get more, you know, like tobacco
okay.
chew, but it's just salt and popcorn. Bless you.
Oh man, I really have to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, that's a great note. Everyone, go take a bathroom break. Pause this. Bathroom, a sponsor. All right, I think this will end the episode. This was a great episode. This was. It's a shame Amanda couldn't be here to spread her hot goss, but, you know, just more hot goss for next week. You know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah. I mean, if you want to, just go and watch the little teaser with Robert Pattinson in the Batman suit. Just watch that again.
Yeah. Just go back to that. Apparently, the bat symbol on his suit is made out of the gun that killed his parents. That's just what I've been reading about. So it already sets a pretty dark tone for the movie. So I am hyped, bro. So hyped. All right, Butterheads. It's been real. Thanks for listening. Go share this with your friends. It's been such a trip. We'll talk to you personally later. Yes, we found your number.
Oh, God.
Real.
Butter.